This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off using the link below. Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 70% off, plus get 1 month free with code MMANUTS. HostGator, one of the top hosting providers around. Save up to 60% off with code MMA60.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMANUTS, episode 512.
512!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Magrath, MMA show by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on? We're running 50 degrees, running hot, a little bit hot.
It's pretty warm out today, I'm not going to lie. Pretty solid, pretty warm, pretty, pretty warm.
Still pretty slippery out. I think we lost a bunch of snow, but I still have 8 inches of snow in parts of the backyard. I don't know about you. Snowy and icy in my backyard.
I always have 8 inches, Matt. Always.
Well, when you fuck yourself four times, everyone's got 8 inches.
Oh, good Lord. Yes, the snow is rampant in the backyard. We got the new puppy running around, and he likes the snow. I was just thinking the other day, because he was born in the winter, it's like he doesn't know anything except snow.
Yeah. So
what's going to happen when there's no snow?
Sure.
You're going to freak out and you'd be like,
probably what the hell, man?
Guys, it.
Yeah. Was he eating it? My dog was running around like when the fresh snow was coming down, and she's never done it before, but there was so much. She'd run around and then just go, whoomp, take chunks of snow out and then have fucking snow all over her face.
Mm-hmm. He loves licking the snow, eating the snow. Here, Elsa, there's a, can you, I don't know if you can see that. There is a picture of him sleeping.
How much does he weigh in these days?
He's like about 12 pounds at 8 weeks. So I think he's going to be a big dog.
Yeah. What's the max on that?
I think like 65, 60-ish, some 60, 65. But, you know, they can get anywhere from 50 to like 75 pounds, depending on. We're planning on having a, you know, a healthy dog. So probably closer to 60, 50 something.
Yeah.
But they're just solid. It's funny. Like the puppies, they, when they run, they're so, they're like such hams when they run around.
Like, what are you doing? I don't know. I'm just going for it. Going for broke.
Yeah. So you'll have to meet him. He's very loving. They call him Velcro dogs. And I see why. Nice. 'Cause he's always with somebody. He doesn't want to ever be alone. So he's like on someone's lap or next to somebody or hanging out. Doesn't like being alone. So
yeah, I think a lot of dogs are like that. They're very fucking emotional. Mine's emotional as shit. You know, if you fucking, one of the family members leaves and it's like, I'm not eating for a day. Fuck you guys. Like, I don't know what this is. I didn't subscribe. Like, all right, it'll be all right. Especially if we all go on vacation and leave the dog with the parents. Like, she's not going to eat for a day. Just accept that. And yes, she'll be all right. That's just what she does. So,
well, especially now because you guys are always home. So,
yeah, I forgot what happened. I think the last time, like, my oldest daughter went to college, like, she was kind of peeing herself a little bit. And then I was reading into it. I was like, yeah, that's just an emotional thing because it's so, because she helps. Like, if my wife and oldest daughter walk the dog all the time, and now oldest daughter's gone off to college, and she's like, what the fuck? And her way of coping is, I'm just gonna piss myself a little bit.
That's how I cope.
It doesn't make sense.
Just soil my pants.
Well, that's usually the best way.
Everything's better after that.
Yes. A little squish, squish, you know?
Oh, man.
Oh, good.
Speaking of soiling your pants, I just want to say, the main event of this last card over the weekend between Gagne and Yair Rozenstruik put me to sleep.
That wasn't epic. It wasn't the best fight ever. It's fucking heavyweights like the week before,
it
man.
It was really terrible. I needed excitement, so I just shit my pants.
That's there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's a good life lesson for everybody.
The card was not great. The main event was so boring. I mean, for two, I don't know. These two heavyweights is supposedly up and comers, right? I don't think this performance isn't going to cut it. And then I had to listen to the fifth round commentary of how they still got cardio. No shit. They didn't do anything the entire fight. Of course they still have cardio. So
yeah, it's a fucking disgrace. And you know, the guy that wins is talking about, hey, I got the win. Why do we have to just bang it out? Because you're fucking heavyweights. And that's what we expect from heavyweights. That
job.
Is the goddamn right. This is the premier division. And you want to see those guys stand and bang it out. You don't want to see dance. You don't want to see inactivity. You want action. Tasers, Ingo. Refs with tasers.
I can get on board.
Stun guns.
That.
Something.
I like it.
Prod. Cattle prod. Yeah. You need to jab them. Stab them. I don't know. So that's about our extent of UFC this weekend.
That's all I want to talk about that card. So
should we preview UFC 259?
Yes, that is happening March 6th.
Yeah, that's this weekend. It's fucking awesome. This is, as of to date, potentially best card of the year. When you look at, you know, you got three title fights. Who else is on there? Thiago Santos, Dominic Cruz. Dominic Cruz, I think, is headlining the prelims.
Prelims, yeah. And then Joseph Benavidez is on that prelim card, too.
You have a shit ton of ranked fighters, which you typically don't get, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, start with the main event. You have Israel Adesanya, your 185-pound champion, moving up to 205 to challenge Jan Blachowicz for his light heavyweight title.
Oh, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about this one.
Why? What?
I don't know. I don't like Adesanya's chances.
Here you go. Okay.
I think he's getting knocked out. That's what I think. I think it's going to be too much for him. That's what.
How so?
I just have a feeling. So you got.
I'll give you
four. You got three knockouts in the last four fights for.
Who? Blachowicz?
Yeah, Blachowicz. So Dominic Reyes, Corey Anderson, and Luke Rockhold.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not impressed, but let's go with this one. Blachowicz, 38 years old, by the way.
That's okay. He's heading into his prime.
It's all right. It's okay if you're a heavyweight, but when you're a light heavyweight, I worry about that.
True. Then there is that. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens because Adesanya, you know, young
and, yeah, anything can happen. And I'll just say real quick, Blachowicz is the underdog at plus 200. Adesanya is the favorite, minus 250.
Yeah, Adesanya. I forgot he was undefeated.
He's 20-0. And look at the guy he's beat, right? So will Blachowicz hit harder than like a Romero or a Costa?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
He's got power. He's putting people out, but the people he's beat was like recently Jacare, Rockhold,
Dominic Reyes.
Yeah. I mean, anything can go either way, but I just, when I look at the fight, I go, what is Jan going to offer Israel that everybody else that he fought had? You know, he's not going to see. He's not going to see anything different. I mean, he's going to – it's durability for Jan and KO power. But I'd say Romero had that, Costa had that, and he beat both those guys. I just – when I look at it, I don't see the path for him to win. I will give him that size advantage because is he 230 cutting a 205?
He's gigantic, man.
He's a big motherfucker, right? So, how big is Romero cutting the 185? And Costa, for sure, and we'll talk about him later anyway because he had some fucking stupid comments that he made. But, I'm going to have to go with Adesanya in this one. And hopefully it's one where both guys are going to engage because we don't want to see this standoff dance bullshit like – we saw with Romero and Adesanya where I don't want to lead and I'm not going to engage. Let's just both stand here and look at each other. You guys are both champions. Let's fucking get after it. Right. That's what I'm hoping we're going to see. And I just don't know if Jan's fought someone like Adesanya. He can give him so many different looks and, you know,
yeah,
I think Adesanya is going to KO him it's, you know, I'll give him respect of a champion and not say it's going to be early, but I would say maybe round three. Cause even if you want to go to conditioning route, you know, okay, Jan, let's go four or five without Asanya, who's definitely going to have the conditioning win. So I'll take a third round KO for Adesanya.
Okay. I'm predicting first round KO for Jakovic.
Anything can happen. We never know. And then let's go to this.
Do we need to talk about the girl fight at all?
We don't, but I want to mention it because honorable mention or dishonorable mention. Amanda Nunes is -1250. This may be the highest disparaging odds that we've seen in UFC in quite some time versus Megan Anderson, who's +750. The only thing that I can see that could be an advantage for Anderson is that Amanda Nunes is a new mother. So she's also bringing her kid to this fight. And I don't know if that's good or bad. Conor McGregor, dad Conor McGregor, not good.
Is the kid going to corner her?
Maybe. But is mom Amanda Nunes good or bad? Is that good or bad for her? You know,
I think it's good. It's good.
Because she's training happy. That was, you know, I watched the first episode of the UFC Embedded. And she, oh, it's so nice to train happy. I wake up early. I'm on time for everything. I'm like, I don't know if that's always the best of things. So when I look at Megan, the only thing she has going for her in this fight is her height and her reach. And when you look at who's each person has beat in their title reign or it's not even apples and oranges here. Yeah,
no,
it's fucking, to me, it's Nunes first round KO and we shouldn't even be talking about this fight.
I agree. We are in agreement, sir.
We could just talk about Megan Anderson's tattoos. I mean, she's got quality.
Pretty nice, man. Pretty nice.
Moving right along.
Das ist gut, yeah.
Peter Yan versus Aljamain Sterling. I'd say if you're going to pick an upset, this would be the fight for an upset, even though they're both from an odd standpoint at the same point. We're both -110, but I'd say I'm going to put my money on Sterling in this one.
I'm with you. I think this is going to be fight of the night on this card. I think both guys are scrappy. High output, super scrappy. Sterling, I think he likes to push forward, right? And he's kind of susceptible to the counter striking, but am I remembering this right? Jan, I think, strikes from orthodox and southpaw, so he's like super loose with his striking. I feel like this is going to go to the decision, and I think it's going to be close, but I have to pick Sterling on this one. I think this one will be the one where everyone's like, holy shit, that was a battle. Because both guys are super active, lots of cardio. I think it's going to be good. So,
I hope so. I mean, you want three title fights, at least two be good. You know, one can shit the bed. I'll accept that. Who else? Yeah, that Thiago Santos and Alexander. I don't know how you say his last name.
Rakic.
So we have number two versus number four, and when you look at a main card. Pretty much everybody is ranked, which is weird. Megan Anderson isn't ranked, but she's like the only other featherweight in the UFC. So why wouldn't she be like the number one contender? I don't get it, but everybody else is ranked. And we typically don't get a main card like that. And even when you go down to prelims, because you have Dominic Cruz, he's ranked number 11 on there. And a bunch of other Benavidez, number two, and Askarov number three, got a number eight versus number eight. I thought Ben Rothwell was on here. Is he not? I don't see him listed. So I take that back. But anyway, it should be a solid card. This one's happening in Vegas, so no funky, you know, wake up at 2 a.m. kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything else for that card?
No, I'm good.
Okay. And I just wanted to give an update before we go any deeper, because we were talking last show about the Kimbo Slice versus Ken Shamrock fight. And we were right. It was Kimbo's. Ken did cut himself in the back before that fight. And Frank Shamrock, who was announcing, did step up to say, hey, I'll take that fight. And then Seth Petrozelli took the fight and ended up knocking Kimbo out with a jab while going backwards. But the thing I forgot to mention is that that's the fight that Seth said that the promoter offered him money to keep the fight standing. And then that's when Dana White made the comment and that meme about the bonus money. He said, that's fucking illegal. That's where that line comes from, is from Dana White talking about that fight and talking about the promoter offering Seth money to keep the fight standing. I'm like, holy shit, I completely forgot about that part, but worth mentioning when we're talking about history of the fucking sport. So what else is happening out there?
Did you see the UFC 260 poster?
No.
There it is.
Ooh, what's going on here?
Rematch.
Undisputed biggest baddest rematch.
Undeniable undisputed. I don't know how to read that.
That's confusing.
Super confusing. But
they're going with the Spider Anderson Silva color scheme.
Right. And Ngannou not looking very imposing. I don't know. The whole thing's weird. But anyway.
Yeah, I kind of like making Miocic look a little bit bigger than him and taller. He looks like he's 8'2". To Ngannou is 6'5". I like Ngannou. Same. I like him in a KO.
Yep.
All right, here we go. So I want to talk about Pola Costa.
Oh boy, I knew this was coming.
I'm gonna read out what he said, and I want your feedback on it. So Paulo Costa commented on his fight with Israel Adesanya, and here's what he had to say. And I hope this doesn't get lost in translation, because it seems like he speaks pretty nice English. He says, it was my mistake. I don't blame anyone else. It was something I chose to do. But in order to sleep, because I had to sleep since I was awake for 24 hours, I had wine, too much wine, a bottle of wine to try to black out. I had a glass. It didn't work. Two glasses. It didn't work. Half bottle. Didn't work. I had it all. I was kind of drunk when I fought, maybe, on hangover. I couldn't sleep because of leg cramps. Keep in mind that the fight happens at 9 a.m. local time. We have to wake up at 5 to get ready, stretch, wrap the hands. The UFC told us to wake up at 5 in the morning to go to the arena and fight, and I hadn't slept until 2:30, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. What do you make of that? Well, I fixed myself a drink.
El Stupido. That's
what a man from Brazil making excuses about.
It's excuses.
Wife?
It's stupid. I mean, where is his corner? You can't be drinking the night before a fight. I can understand one beer, a glass of wine, right, to relax the nerves, take a nice. But I would say, even then, after you've cut weight and everything else, that would probably not be the greatest idea to take a substance that's going to dehydrate you more. So I question whether the man has a drinking problem, perhaps.
He's a fucking closet alcoholic that's going out now.
I don't know. Sure. But the whole thing just stupid. I think I don't know why he even said that, because he can't be, I'm sure he's not the first fighter to be hung over in the cage, though. I'm sure that's happened.
Oh no. Matt Brown wasn't he high on cocaine once?
Supposedly. That's different, though. That'll give you strength.
No, but I mean, this guy, you could, there's so many other things you could do to go to sleep. You could fucking beat off there, melatonin. I don't know. Try it.
CBD.
I mean, marijuana and different things, right? An edible, a sleepy time edible. There's tons of different things. And nobody wants to hear the fucking excuse game, do they? Just take your loss. Hey, I wasn't prepared. It didn't work out for me. I should have been more aggressive in my fight strategy. There's tons of other things. So I don't know. It just does not help his persona at all when the guy comes in there and just basically stands in front of Adesanya and gets lit up. Drunk or not, I'm fucking going out banging it out. I don't know.
I'm with you.
What else is happening?
Well, Jorge Masvidal was at the Canelo fight over the weekend and hinting at an August-September return to fighting. Says he's ready to have somebody get baptized in the fall. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it depends who his dancing partner is, because the rumor is that Usman rematch, which I don't want to fucking see.
No,
I don't think anything changes even with when he has a full camp. I know he took that fight on short notice.
Well, Dana wants Covington, right? Colby Covington and Masvidal.
I don't want that fight either. Like, why does he have to fight one of these guys that are going to grapple fuck him down? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, put him against another striker. 170, I'm trying to think. You know, I'm still okay with a fucking Nate Diaz rematch. See, that's the problem. You could say Nate Diaz versus anybody, and I'm fucking okay with it. Nate Diaz, Conor McGregor. Nate Diaz, Dustin Poirier. Nate Diaz, Nick Diaz. I don't care. Whoever.
You can't have Nate and Nick.
Brother
fight.
Versus brother.
That's, they made a movie about that already.
It was dog shit.
It wasn't even good.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to share this stat with you, which is unverified. And I'm just going to accept it as fact, but... Basically, what they said is, whoever put this little stat together, says Derek Lewis, his last 16 fights, do not attempt to take him down. Because here's what happened. So Blades tried to take him down, and he lost. So you can just kind of go through Junior Dos Santos didn't try to take him down at all. He won. I think Cormier is the exception here. We can kind of go through. Hunt didn't try to take him down. He loses to Hunt. Everybody else he beat that tried takedowns. That's a weird stat, huh?
Super weird.
So food for thought for next person that fights Derek, the Black Beast, Lewis.
So stand and bang. That's what you got to do.
Pretty much. And you'll beat him, which doesn't make any sense because when you think about how that guy gets up from the ground, there's no technique used, and it's just pure, raw, unadulterated strength.
Cock and balls.
Yes. And you can appreciate that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. What else?
Let me see. Last thing I got is, did you see this video of John Jones? Hold on a second. Doing a little striking action. Can you see this?
Yep.
There he is. Looking a little svelte. He looks heavy to me in this.
He looks heavy and slow. But yeah. The other thing is you don't know where he's at in his training session. And I would always be a little skeptical of whatever John is putting out because he's smart. He knows.
He looks fat, though, like for John. Like he looks not – he looks – look at him. His face is pudgy. He's just – I don't know.
It's funny that his legs are still the exact same size, the chicken legs. You can't put on calf meat. It just doesn't work.
And he also tapes up that toe. Remember the one that he jacked up against Chael Sonnen?
Yeah, it's weird. I wonder if it never healed 100% as I lift my left shoulder.
I have a feeling it probably didn't.
Some injuries just never heal, right?
That's right. Like the heart.
That one thing was broke off, wasn't it?
It was like... pointing sideways. Yes, not good.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So here's the next thing. So George Foreman had some comments about Conor McGregor boxing Manny Pacquiao. So I'll read his statement and get your opinion on what he had to say. So he's talking about McGregor. He said, "I'd rather see him in boxing matches now. I think if he has a fight with Pacquiao, he can actually beat him. Good rules over 10 rounds, McGregor can beat him. He's already adjusted to boxing. He's not going to do good in MMA anymore. Pacquiao is very good, as a matter of fact, but McGregor can beat him in a boxing match." So what do you think about that?
George is eating too much of that chicken.
Seriously, I don't know how George has got to be close to 70 by now. I gotta find this out.
Was he just looking to be in the news again? Was he trying to get a headline?
Potentially, but I mean... That's very disheartening from like a former champion boxer to be saying some fucking egregious shit like that.
Agreed.
If I could spell the guy's name, George Foreman, George the Seventh. He is 72. That would explain it. He is younger than our president.
Okay, USA.
let's just fucking sell some stuff. I don't know. the fight rumor. I heard potential Tony Ferguson versus Michael Chandler somewhere around April 3rd-ish, potentially.
Okay.
But that was weird. And then, you know, our friend Brian had shared this video with us. I'm going to post it in a second here. Let me figure out where the fuck the volume is so we're not killing ourselves. But this is how the youth in Russia trains for hockey. So,
oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but hey. Apparently, and this kid in the yellow over here is fucking doing some work with his back to us. He's fucking this other kid up. But apparently, we're teaching fighting now in hockey. And oh, this kid's getting fucking wrecked over here. Oh shit, he just got boarded. Hey, get back up. That kid doesn't even have a glove on. Oh, fuck, kid. That kid doesn't even know how to throw a fucking punch. The other kid does.
Why are they teaching these kids this at this age? I'm confused.
I don't know. Apparently, it's Russia. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Okay.
But I will just say, too, that I've noticed in the NHL now that hockey has been evolving. And I don't know if it's bare-knuckle fighting is having some influence on it. But I can just remember in the past, it was always you just grab on to the guy and then they're just fucking banging it out. And then sometimes you might switch hands and go the other way. And sometimes you might skull fuck the guy with your left if you have him tied up here. And then you might hit a couple, two, three on him real fast. But of late, I've seen defense from people where people are blocking with like a high elbow, like I've seen in bare knuckle. So they're like turning and giving this. So guys punching into an elbow, and that's like bare knuckle. Like if you want to fucking break their hand, you fucking put that elbow up so they get the fist into the elbow.
Yep.
And then I've also been seeing more uppercuts, and then there was also that one guy who like the last couple of years was throwing Superman punches to start fights and fucking he KO'd someone with one of those. But it's just weird because most of the guys, I don't know if it's mandatory that everyone has to wear a visor, but you know your hands are getting wrecked after a hockey fight. Because like back in the day, I used to really appreciate it because the guys would throw the gloves down, grab the helmet and take the helmet off and drop it down. And then we're going to have a fair fight now. Now it's like we drop the gloves and everybody gets away, but they force them to leave their helmets on because they don't like the visual of a guy not having a helmet on and slugging it out, which doesn't make any sense. And I forgot what the penalty is. I think you get a game misconduct if you take your helmet off before you start fighting. If it comes off during a fight, it's okay. But I don't get that. Why do you want to see the guys destroy their hands? Like if you're already okay with fighting, which everyone should be, just let it go. But it's just weird to see that it's evolving. Like I didn't.
It is pretty weird.
I guess it's just, it's what happens. Like you see that MMA is evolving right now. The calf kick is the big deal. And you know, someone fucking broke another leg the other day with a calf kick. I didn't want to watch the video because we've seen a million guys, not a million, but a handful of guys break their legs. And
it's definitely happened.
We don't need to see it anymore.
We do not.
And then did you see this? Damon Martin tweeted out, he said, former UFC champ Frank Mir will face Antonio Tarver in a boxing match as part of the upcoming Triller pay-per-view with Ben Askren versus Jake Paul in the main event. So Tarver is a 52-year-old former champion pro boxer who had his last fight in 2015. His pro record in boxing is 31-6.
I think Frank Mir gets wrecked.
And Mir is 41. Yeah, 100%, right? And Mir is signed with Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship also.
Yeah.
He doesn't have great hands.
He never has had great hands ever.
He just got lucky in a couple of the like stand and bang kind of scenarios. Mm-hmm. And something just shot right into my left eyeball.
Was it jizz?
Hopefully. I'd like to be a jablind. I don't know. It hurt. It felt like a piece of metal flake just shot in my eyeball. Okay. It'll all work out.
That's not good.
My glasses. So we had that happening. I saw Dan Hooker. I don't remember. Do you remember what country he's from? Is he from New Zealand?
Somewhere over there.
It's Australia. Either New Zealand or Australia.
I think it's Australia. But I could be wrong.
Say it right. So he had tweeted out a few days, February 23rd. He's in fucking quarantine, 44 days down, 12 more to go.
Why so much quarantine?
Because they only have like 4 or 5 people in the whole country that have the HIV or whatever.
So why does he have to quarantine for like 2 months?
They want to keep their country safe.
But that's upset. It's extremely.
Yeah, I don't know if that's also counting because he was fighting in Abu Dhabi on Fight Island. I think some of that is pre like quarantine. You know, you had to quarantine like a week or something before. But then it just doesn't make sense. So you're talking 60 days of quarantining. Like, what? Is it worth it to come there and get knocked out?
Depends.
Maybe. I mean, you get paid a lot, right? Hopefully.
Yeah.
Let's see what the next thing is. Oh shit, this is loud. Hang on. Always gotta adjust the volumes. Did you see TJ Dillashaw is back training? He's about ready to come back from suspension.
Mm-mm.
Yep. I got some video of him hitting the heavy bag or the speed bag here.
That's awesome.
It's doing work, man.
Going crazy. I love it.
Are you looking at me? Fuck you. I'll kill this bag.
Oh, man. That's too funny.
I almost couldn't stop the share there. That was weird. Yeah, caught up in a big screen. So yeah, but that reminds me of do you remember that Nick Diaz video way back in the day when he was working a speed bag for like an hour or something? It was something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I could never get the timing on that stupid thing. Like, never. This doesn't make sense. I just fucking, when I want to hit it hard.
Once.
Right. And the hand eye is just not like there for that shit. Right. Like, oh my God, what else? We're going to skip the David versus Goliath fight. Let's do the epic KO of the week. This one was so brutal. It's going to hurt me to even show it, but we'll go no sound. Okay. Maybe we'll do sound. Let's go full screen.
Oh, geez.
Do you need a spine anymore? Oh my God. Oh, we gotta be done with this. I can't watch that anymore.
That's really bad.
That hurt.
I hope that guy's okay.
I'm sure he'll walk again. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. And then as we transition, getting close to Ask the Nuts, I gotta bring it around since we don't have any of the girls or ladies doing their OnlyFans. This is the closest next sport. So apparently, beach volleyball.
Hey, now I've always liked beach volleyball.
Boycotting tournament because Cater banned bikinis.
You can't ban bikinis.
So it's
they're being prevented from wearing their work clothes.
Yeah, can't wear their work clothes because the country they're fighting on. They're saying they had to wear, I think, shirts and long pants. And I think it's the ladies from Germany that just said, you know what? You guys can go and fuck yourselves and we're not going to play. So I got to put that out into the universe. I don't know. But why do people watch beach volleyball?
For the outfits.
Right.
The butts. The butts and the hot chicks with tans.
Yeah. I should just pull that up, apparently.
That's fantastic.
You know, this is what beach volleyball is, my friend.
Of course. Right?
This is what everything should be.
They know the drill. That's exactly. No secret.
Like, where's Brazil when you need them?
Athletic girls.
See?
There you go. Jeez.
I mean, that's kind of what women's MMA is, right?
Pretty much.
I don't know. You can't say that, but you can.
Not. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Let's do some Ask the Nuts. Let's see what I pull up first here. This one's a little confusing. Hopefully it'll work out. This is from this is a Barstool Sports kind of deal. We'll start with this. So the way this works is you need to pick which lane you want. So let me get this more full screen here. It's pretty. Can you see the full five? I don't know what I'm offering up here.
Yes.
So you would pick lane 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. And it's basically you get Adam Sandler movie draft. You get one character, one love interest, one side character, one prop, and one villain. So which lane would you choose? It's tough because I'm always looking at the ladies first.
That's what I'm looking at first.
I wish they were all in line because it's kind of wonky the way it's like the woman's here, 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 here.
I mean, I think I gotta go for three.
Yep. I mean, this kind of trumps all. And then I look at, oh, you got Happy Gilmore, and Eric was kind of a twat in that movie. He's kind of a nobody, Farmer Fran. I don't agree with that. And the Green Playbook is kind of iffy too. Chubb's hand probably might win. If I got a
Boucher,
I would take.
I wouldn't mind lane number five either. Drew Barrymore is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so three or five.
Scuba Steve is a bad guy. I don't understand.
I don't know either.
That doesn't make any sense. But all right, we can be in agreement. And this chick's pretty too. That guy was cool. I think he's no longer around. I think he was Jaws in the fucking James Bond movie.
Yes, that sounds right.
But I would say
Goldfinger.
Probably not around anymore. This is old school. That's when like James Bond was really cool, when it was really old and you go back and I think we're talking about that. Sean Connery is like slapping the ladies around like, holy Christ. That, like, you got to go back to the times to see what was acceptable. I don't know how that was acceptable. But anyway, we're an Astronauts. So Mike Smith Rivera asks, he says, as long as Stylebender stays undefeated, how long until the UFC pushes him as the GOAT instead of Khabib? My opinion, Israel's body of work is already better than Khabib's. Khabib's last three fights are all super legit and all finishes, but Israel already beat the best of the old guard and Romero, who beat all the best middleweights from 5 years ago, Weidman, Rockhold, Jacare Machida, Anderson, who is the middleweight GOAT, and then three super legit guys in their prime with Whitaker KO, Costa KO, and Kelvin Fight of the Year in 2019. Add the 205-pound belt, and then maybe another defense on either title. Then this leads to the super-duper fight against newly crowned heavyweight champ John Jones for the title of GOAT. What say you?
I think he's gonna
you're
lose
asking
this.
Ingo, who's the wrong person to be asking the question.
I think he's going to lose this weekend. So all that's going to stop.
Blasphemy.
So that's what I think.
Well, I think the UFC should push him because I'm going to say Khabib retired for life. I'm changing my mind on him. I think he's out.
Coming back.
Yep. And who's better to push as an undefeated guy? Khabib was 29-0. You have Stylebender at 20-0. If he wins this fight, fuck, man. That's super legit. And if you could move up to heavyweight to do three, I think if anyone could do it, I think Adesanya could. Like when you ask of guys that have two titles to go for three divisions, I think GSP would have been the other guy. I mean, is Connor going to do 170?
No, I think Connor's
not going to happen.
No.
But for three weight classes, I think I would agree Adesanya, especially if he could, if Jones was a heavyweight champ and Adesanya goes up and beats him, like, fuck, end of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Bowden asks, he says, my question is one I really want to know, but also seems funny. He says, Derek Lewis, the Black Beast is his nickname, and his dropping to the mat after a win, taken from the movie Kung Fu Hustle, the Beast, aka Toad Style, did that. Thanks.
I didn't know that.
Me neither. I don't think I've what is Kung Fu Hustle? I'm gonna have to pull this up right now.
I don't know. I know I've heard it before, but I don't think I ever watched it.
I feel like that was a movie with men dressing up as women, but I could be wrong.
That's Tu Wong Fu.
Oh, okay.
Or something. That has a really, really long title with
there
Patrick
you go.
Swayze and
okay, and
Wesley Snipes.
See, and, look at you.
John Leguizamo, and there was one other guy. Who was the
look
other?
Get the big brain on Ingo.
Of course, I remember the gay shit.
Kung Fu Hustle. Here we go. Let me share this. I might have to watch this. I'm not versed in this. Kung Fu Hustle.
Yeah, I never
2004,
saw
2004 martial arts action comedy. Hmm.
78 out of 100 rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Hmm.
Cool.
I'm gonna just check this out. I have to get adept in this movie. Does that make sense? I don't know.
Yes.
I need to understand it more. Randy Lockmeyer. Lockermeyer asked, so what do you guys think of the viral video going around where the Oklahoma tight end realized there are no penalties in bathroom MMA brawls? Did you see that whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you shouldn't fight in bathrooms. And I think if you're big and bad, this reminds me of the story where Boss Rutten got into it with Brian Urlacher, and Urlacher got basically escorted out of the place because his buddies were like, you don't want to mess with that guy. I know he's smaller than you, but you don't want to mess with that.
You want no part of that, and you should apologize now and probably give him some money.
Yeah, right. Someone should have done that for this Oklahoma guy.
And ask him if he wants to fuck your wife.
Right, just...
while you watch or listen from another room, because you're not worthy to even watch that.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean shit happens, right? We don't know the whole story, but I would be guessing that the football guys were probably bullying these guys and picked on the two wrong guys, and hilarity ensues, and one guy almost loses an eyeball. And I forgot how many hours of surgery, but I will just say the smaller guy showed restraint and not completely fucking them up, because they got real lucky too, because you don't ever want to go to the ground in a street fight, because they got super lucky, because anyone else could have came in and fucking stomped either of those guys. They're lucky everyone else stayed off. So don't go to the ground in a street fight. Bass Rutten rule number one,
right?
Never go to the ground in a street fight. Unless you're by yourselves and no one else is going to jump it. So, Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Roll, pound sign Matt Rape Train, pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather have your flight delayed by 8 hours or lose your luggage?
Lose my luggage.
Well, I'm usually packing like 32 dildos in a bag, so
you can always buy more.
That one, yeah, that's no big deal, and fun will be had by the next person who finds that one.
Yes.
Would you rather be in your pajamas or a suit all day? And you better say pajamas that look like a suit.
I mean, is this all even day, a question? I don't even wear suits. As a matter of fact, the last time I had a suit on, my girlfriend looked at me and said, "Take that off! Like, what are you doing?
It's funerals and weddings.
It's like there's no. I don't even like them. I used to think suits were cool, and then now I'm just like, no. I just want to be comfortable. I like to be stylish, but I also like to be comfortable. And a suit is not comfortable.
I hear you.
So
I'm with you. I'm all about comfort. Hence, I don't wear a wedding ring and I don't wear a watch anymore. I'm all about comfort.
But do you wedding wear a ring?
What's that? Well, that goes without saying, right?
Prince, what's it called? Prince Albert?
Yeah. Could you have a double Prince Albert?
I don't know. That sounds painful. I will never do that.
No,
thank you.
It's a hard pass. Would you rather have your first child when you are 18 or 40?
Probably 40.
Why?
I'm more financially stable and all that stuff. I think at 18, it would be a major disruption. So,
yeah, I wasn't ready to have kids at first kid at 27. I wasn't ready. 35 would have been better, but you know,
right?
It is what it is. Would you rather be the star player on a losing basketball team or ride the bench on a winning one?
But I want to play. That's the thing. So that's a hard one. I would want to play. So I would say the star player.
Yeah. Action. You got to be in the game. You can always get traded.
True.
Fucking dunking up some shit. I'll be running up the score. Just give me the fucking ball then. You guys suck. I'm going to do all the scoring. All right. Yes. And all the fucking. Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 128, Maxim Hot 100 number 2. So let me get this set. Ooh. Hey, now.
I'm ready.
Me too. Start with Gal Gadot. She's got a handful of pictures. I prefer picture number 2.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like four.
Shay Mitchell.
She looks scary.
She's very flat in the back if she stands up. Mm-hmm. So I'm just prefacing that. And then Madeline Petsch.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You're damn right.
We're gonna marry that one.
We're in 100% agreement.
Probably gonna bang the one in the middle and kill the first one.
Okay. She looks that one.
Yeah. She looks young. Too young.
Well, that's Wonder Woman. I gotta have me some Wonder Woman.
I don't know who this one is, but
I don't either.
Looks dangerous.
Yep. I like it. On the dance floor. Guy Knowledge.
I do, but I'm not sure if I can control the volume, so hopefully it doesn't kill you. Let me just preface this by saying, if I had a dorm room, I would do something like this. Is it too loud?
I have no sound.
Hang on. Stop the sharing.
You always gotta click an extra button whenever we share. It's, do you want to share with sound? Are you sure? I don't know. Maybe.
Here we go. Share with sound. Here we go. Hopefully not too loud.
Now you're sharing your whole desktop.
Whatever.
What the fuck just happened? They put an airbag on him.
Oh.
The fuck? I got whiplash, you bitch.
Oh man. Anyways, I thought that was pretty funny.
Hell yeah.
Some kind of stun thing in the bed. So you need that for when your buddy passes out drunk on your bed or something. You'd be like, you need to go home.
No, there you go.
King.
I'm just fucking launch you off.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll say, let me find this. Watch out for this version of the Incredible Hulk. He is no good. Oh, waka 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 waka.
Somebody hacked that? What the heck?
I don't know. I think so. And I might have one more thing. Let me see. I might leave you with something.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to pull this last
one. I hope it's warm.
It is. I got to adjust my volume here. Hang on. Okay. Hopefully this one doesn't get us pulled from everything. So I'll leave you with this.
Ooh, it's strumming.
Hang on.
What the heck is going on? Oh my god.
Where do you find scene? I just like the cat on the keyboard. I don't like cats, but that's it. That's the cat on the keyboard.
Okay. I thought you were singing a moment of like moment for your pals.
Like, yeah, like the screen just froze.
I'm like, what happened?
That's it. We'll shut down.
All right. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.